The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Chris.
So, a Brexit argument that's being described as stupid. I didn't think there was just one.
No, there's lots of stupid arguments, aren't there? You're right. But this is what's going on, basically. The government here has outlined some details of the plan required if the UK leaves the EU without a deal. It includes emergency measures to safeguard medical supplies, the possible deployment of 3,500 troops. The EU has come up with its own no-deal plan, allowing for around 9 to 12 months of connectivity, as they put it. In other words, we would be able to travel and trade without visas or permits for 9 to 12 months afterwards. But given that that's the important stuff that's happening, the thing that everyone is focusing on, and I'm not exaggerating, is the fact that the Prime Minister accused the Labour leader of pantomime politics, and that he seemingly retorted by calling her a stupid woman. Mm. He sort of mouthed it. You can't actually hear him say the words, but it looks like he says stupid woman. He says, to continue the pantomime, oh, no, I didn't. Oh, yes, you did, said the Conservative MPs. But apparently, out of this, what I take is that in our modern world, it is so much worse to call somebody a stupid woman or, presumably, a stupid man than to call them a stupid person.
Yeah.
People are taking it as some sort of misogynist thing.
Yeah.
What an odd world.
Look, it's the offended world we live in, Adam. Everyone has to be offended about something. Commonwealth kids compensation.
Yeah, the UK government has finally and rather disgracefully, belatedly agreed that they will pay compensation to those Commonwealth kids. This is the 4,000 children or so who were forcibly sent to Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and what is now Zimbabwe. Of course, there have been many individual cases, and I know that you yourselves in Australia have dealt with these cases individually, and there's been compensation within Australia. But it's the first time the UK government has said they will. They haven't named the price, and they have to work a few things out. But as we know, many were sent off to brutal religious institutions, promised a better life. Some were very, very young. Some were orphaned, but many weren't. And in some cases, they kind of pretended that they were. And all this went on between 1945 and 1970. So why has it taken 50 to 70 years to get anywhere close to this?
Yep.
And they're still not getting the cash in the bank account either. That's going to take some time.
No, they have every reason to feel aggrieved. All right, give us a positive Christmas tale to finish with.
Well, it just so happens today is the 175th anniversary of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, the gift that keeps on giving. In fact, there's even a new London theatre production of Christmas Carol with Simon Callow. But in the spirit of that, it's not actually the same tale as The Christmas Carol. We have a pensioner in Barry in South Wales who has sadly died. But some time ago, he promised his neighbours that he would give their little child, their two-year-old Katie Watson, a present. In fact, he said he would give her a present at Christmas every Christmas, until he reached 100. Well, sadly, he's died at the age of 86, but he has left behind 14 presents for little Katie, one for each Christmas between now and when he would have been 100.
Beautiful.
Kind of sweet.
Oh, more than. Love it. Thank you, Adam.
Cheers, Chris. Thank you.